Do I need to provide my update then? Thank you, Paul. The purpose of this update is to prepare discussions during the breakout session. As a matter of background, I know. Yeah. Just to remind you that XPL activities have been initiated at the IFRS Foundation in 2002 by the Synod of Trustees, and for about 5 years, between 2002 and 2007, XPL activities were conducted in a kind of research and development phase, and the development of the IFRS taxonomy was made on a collaborative effort throughout the world. The taxonomy was coordinated in Cannon Street, but was not physically developed. And that was one of the first requirements from trustees when moving back the development of the taxonomy into the foundation, was to ensure mainly three pillars. Same time, same quality, and same languages. Maybe you remember this from a previous presentation. To achieve the quality, the trustees decided the inception of two advisory bodies related to XBRL. It was started in 2008. One is the XBRL Advisory Council, and the other one is the Quality Review Team. Together with these two bodies, a decision was made then to have a permanent staff. Once again, until then, we had some kind of some interns, no permanent staff, and we now have a permanent team that is made of seven members today. The XAC was clearly focusing on strategic advice, while the XQRT, the quality review team, was more technically oriented. And technically doesn't mean XBRL, it also means accounting. Interestingly enough, you may know that the FASB has taken over the development of the US GAAP taxonomy about 2 or 3 years ago. At the same time, they decided to incept a similar body. I think the name is the TAG, the Taxonomy Advisory Group, which is a kind of, let's say, combination of both XAC and XQRT. So TAG is providing both strategic advice as well as technical review. Timing is quite critical, and the role of the XAC has been highly instrumental in this regard. In terms of adoption of the IFRS taxonomy, just for you to know, when we moved back the development of the IFRS taxonomy into the foundation in Cannon Street 6 years ago, there were, I think, one or two regulators around the world that were adopting IFRS taxonomy. We now have tracked all projects around the world, and we have identified over 35 projects in about 28 countries. I'm not sure this is the purpose of this session to go in detail about that, but I'm happy to take questions later if you like. The last point on this slide is that while the XAC, the first letter, refers to XBRL, there is a common understanding that the group is not technology-centric. It's not just about XBRL, and we are more and more talking about digital reporting. In terms of similarities and differences between XAC and XQRT, as you can see, the Advisory Council is very similar to this group, to the IFRS Advisory Council, and while the Quality Review Team is mainly about technical, and once again, technical is both XBRL, IT, let's say, XML, and accounting. We have for both of them a charter, let's call it a terms of references. The number of members is about the same, and we have made sure that in both sides, the audit firms, the Big Four firms were represented, as well as a number of appointed observers. So we have, let's say, unofficial observers, but we also have a number of appointed observers, including the FSA of Japan, the European Commission, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the IOSCO, and XBRL International. In terms of gathering, XAC and XQRT are meeting twice a year about the same time. Usually XQRT is meeting first and then XAC. And we also have a number of teleconferences per year. The teleconferences with XQRT are mainly based on the taxonomy release. As I will detail later, XQRT has to review every single of our development, and shortly before a new publication, we have a teleconference with XQRT.
Next, please. Thank you.
In terms of composition, as you can see from the grids on the screen, we have ensured, once again, upon trustees' request, a balance on both sides, a geographical balance and, let's say, a business representation. Again, it's not my intention to go in detail in this diagram, but I'm happy to take questions on both XAC and XQRT. One quick word about the objectives of the XQRT. I know once again that it's not the purpose of this debate now, the discussion now, to address the quality review team, but just to fix the ideas. It provides technical guidance, by example, on topics like formula, like dimensions, like data point model. I don't want to bother you with these technical terms, but most of these guys are highly experts in both XBRL and accounting matters. Upon trustees' request, I think the due process handbook for XBRL activities has been approved by trustees in October 2010. The XQRT is expected to provide a kind of sign-off, an independent sign-off of all publications. And they also provide some very down-to-earth practical guidance on specific areas, like the impact on new XBRL standards, some implementation issues, like versioning, as I said, data point model, which is a hot topic. And there is a sense that none of the XQRT roles would be expected to be carried out in the IFRS Advisory Council. And the integration of XQRT into the standard setting process is not expected to have a significant impact. As I said earlier, when the XQRT Advisory Council has been incepted 6 years ago, there was a lot of consideration for what has been done, what was going with the with IFRS Advisory Council. And on the next few slides, you can see a kind of a comparison. So not surprisingly, the name is very close. The topics are very, very, very similar. And as you can see on the second point here, the support is about the same. Next, please. While our understanding is that the IFRS Advisory Council is to assist the ISB into the development of high-quality IFRSs, the XBRL Advisory Council has the same responsibility regarding the IFRS taxonomy. In terms of membership, there are a lot of similarities. There are some differences due to the nature of the business. As I pointed earlier, we also have a number of observers. I mentioned the SEC, Japan FSA, the European Commission, IOSCO, and XBRL International. In terms of term periods, XSC members as well as XQRT members have been appointed for 3 years, starting in 2008. Most of them will end in December this year their 6 years, the second term. In terms of self-assessment, during the previous face-to-face meeting of the XPL Advisory Council in March, they started having some discussions. It is expected to have this self-assessment being ended in by October, when there will be the next face-to-face meetings. In terms of the main considerations, there is a common understanding from XAC members that now the IFRS taxonomy is stable and mature. Just to illustrate this point, is the number of countries and regulators around the world that are now adopting and implementing the IFRS taxonomy. Not surprisingly, the XAC is very supportive to a closer integration of standard setting and XBL activities. There are mainly three challenges to address. Definitely the adoption by securities regulators, but also by users, by the analyst and investors community. Second, the interoperability of taxonomies around the world, and ensuring, and just to tell you, that's most of my job, to ensure consistent implementation of the IFRS taxonomy among all these countries and projects. And last but not least, the engagement of the ISB. Once again, XAC is very supportive to a close interaction with the IFRS Advisory Council, but composition should properly reflect the right skill set. XAC recommends the ISB team, XBL team, sorry, to list areas, and that's what we started to illustrate on the next slide. In terms of self-assessment, so we have a call, an XAC call tomorrow. We will have some further discussions about this point, and a first draft of this self-assessment should be distributed with the XAC in July. In terms of hot topics or future trends, what we try to illustrate on this diagram, it's as you can see, it's a 2x2 dimensional approach. Taxonomy is at the center, being between XBL and IFRS, because taxonomy properly reflects in XBL what is in the standards. And it's between the vision, the long-term vision, and the technical aspects. And then we have a number of other points, like architecture, the formula, the data modeling that we address also. Let me end with some final, sorry, probably not final, other considerations and the questions that should be discussed during the breakout session. The expertise, and I'm talking about digital reporting, has been acknowledged, is required, and should be retained. As already mentioned, with some exceptions, most XAC members were appointed at the inception of both bodies in 2008, and their second three-year terms will expire at the end of this year. And then you have the questions that should be discussed.
Thank you, Olivia. Any questions? Christophe.
maybe, Olivia, it would be helpful for the breakout session if you could repeat. I know it was talked about in the last meeting how XBRL will, going forward, be embedded in the standard setting process. That we get a short summary for those who may not have been present last time, because I think that is helpful for the discussion in the breakout session.
Okay, one word just to explain you how it works today, but I'm sure that Alan will provide some more details if he likes. Practically today, every single standard are being reviewed, are being I wouldn't say checked, because we have no veto right, of course, but we are invited to review the wording of the standards. And yesterday, there were some further discussions about a new coming standard. So I'm not saying that no IFRS can be issued without a kind of XBRL sign-off, but what we are doing is just to ensure a consistent, in terms of digital reporting and disclosure matters, we are ensuring a consistent approach of the standards. So we are definitely already part of it, but it's not yet fully integrated. Alan?
Yeah, I think the next phase is to what I would like to think we can move to is eventually is that when we issue an exposure draft, we might have an appendix attached to that that describes in simple, plain English how we would expect to capture the disclosure requirements in our taxonomy. So that's not a series of camel case XBRL commands, but more of a case of describing the extent to which we expect to capture things, how much detail, and even describing, for example, whether we expect to capture that in sort of a tabular format or whether we're using a more dynamic way of capturing at XBRL, so that people know how we will then eventually send it away, for want of a better term, to the programmers to capture and off to the XQRT to make sure that we've done the right sort of capture that in terms of the technology. So that's the idea, and that way the ISB itself can be involved in helping design the taxonomy so that we don't have this, as we've historically had, a bit of a disconnect between the taxonomy development and the disclosure of development requirements that are developed. So that's the next phase. But we're a little way from getting there because we've got to work with our board and within the team to make sure that we are able to put together a simple explanation that people understand and can actually provide us with very helpful feedback on in the commentator process. But that I think that's what you mean, Christoph, is that gets that integration together between both what it is we need to disclose and how we expect to capture that in a digital environment.
I see three cards up. We'll go first to Marcus.
Thank you, Paul. My question goes somehow the same direction, because when I look at the presentation, I see that you highlighted in the comparison between our council and the XBRL council the advice we give and the support we give. But when I go deeper, I see we give advice to the ISB and you give advice to the foundation. So basically, I need a clarification of the objective of both committees, and this is essential for the question of merging.
I think it's a very good question. Just bear in mind that it refers to the original terms of references that were created when XBRL activities were still under the IFRS Foundation umbrella. I think it's only last year that a decision was made by trustees to move XBRL activities under the, ISB umbrella. So actually just replace from this slide, if you like, the term of foundation by ISB.
Which I think is a reason why we are considering this possibility of whether there should be a combined council rather than two separate ones. Also, our mandate does include the foundation in terms of the trustees as well as the board. So, and I'm not sure, is it Jacques's card?
Thanks. I would like to thank you, Olivier, for the business presentation. Very useful for me, at least. I have a concern with regard to the composition of the two bodies you have presented. There are very few preparers in those bodies, and I would like to know why there is so few, two of 19, two of 23, or at the end of the time, it should be up to the preparers to use to to release data using this format, the XBRL. So I would like to know whether it is what has been the intent. Is it because some of preparers are, for the time being, not very well informed, not aware of this project, or because they are not involved at all? When I have a discussion with my colleagues in my company or with others, My feeling is very clear. They are not aware. They are not. They have some reluctance to consider this reporting format. So I understand that it is to the regulators and to the users, as you have mentioned, Richard Chanenzi, to be very much involved. But I believe, and it would be useful for the discussion in the breakout session, to know if you have any views on the involvement of the preparers and why so little people from the preparer side. Including, I imagine, banks are also considered in your template as preparers and not as bankers.
The quick answer is that we've replaced the quantity by the quality. No, more seriously. Again, composition of both groups have been decided by trustees upon our suggestion or recommendation, which followed quite, as always with the foundation and ISB, a quite thorough process to consult, to call for volunteers to join both groups. So we just have observed that there was very little applications from the preparers community. That's the first comment. The second is that we've ensured having the Big Four firms being represented, and we supposed at that time that these guys were also representing properly the preparers community. Third comment, we recognizing this kind of weakness of the preparers side, since now 3 years we've run a specific interaction with preparers in advance of the SEC mandate. We've run what we call a tagging task force, and we are now working with about 20-25 companies that are not part of this advisory council, but with whom we are working frequently.
A good point for us to consider in the breakouts. We are a broadly constituted group, so that's a fair observation. Jim.
Thank you, Paul. I have to tell a short story, and then I have a question to alleviate. Very short story. Up until 2004, IFAC had an information technology committee. The conclusion of the IFAC board at the time was that everybody else that works for IFAC is clearly information technology savvy. We do not need a separate committee. Now, I'm speaking very personally. What a terrible mistake that was, because the existing group members do not necessarily have IT savvy information, and I think we've lost something. However, my question to Olivier, going back to slide number 7, Olivier, which is where you describe the similarity between the objectives of this council and your council, The second one on your slide, number 7 on the right-hand side, says to support the XBRL team in adoption and implementation issues. We've just been challenged by Anne in the previous commentary that we are not doing enough in that area. So can you tell me what your group are doing in that area? Because it doesn't show up in the later slide where you've done your self-assessment as being something you've either done well or not done at all. So can you just help us all to see if we can learn from you?
Well, I'm not sure I'm going to say that you can learn a lot from me, but just to share some experiences. As said earlier, we have representatives from all over the world, and it's fair to say that with all respect for all other regions, the fast-growing area is Asia, so Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan, Korea, China, of course, are moving fast, and the members of the XAC have been highly instrumental to assist us in a consistent implementation of the IFRS taxonomy. So practically, these XAC, both XAC members and XQAT members, having such a major role locally, helped us tremendously to interact with local stakeholders. I'm not sure if this answers your question, Jim, but that's fine.
I see two cards remaining. I'm conscious of time, so we'll allow you your interventions, because I think this is a very important discussion we're about to have in terms of whether the two groups should continue or not. So, Jeff?
Thank you, Paul. My question is there anything with respect to the timing or frequency of the XAC meetings that would make it impractical to merge those meetings with this council's meetings?
Well, as I said earlier, both most of the members of both committees have their term expiring at the end of this year, so it is a matter of urgency indeed. Not all, but most of them. It's fair to say that there is a lot of cross-fertilization between both groups. Maybe Christophe, can you say a word about your feedback? Because I think your deputy is a member of the XAC, and there is some kind of interaction between Sonia and Christophe.
So the Lieutenant Simon is a reporting manager of SAP, reporting to me. She enjoys the time on the council. I had intensive discussions with her on her views of the necessity of having a separate body. We discussed my views on the role of this council, her views on the role of the XBRL council. We finally agreed that there are certain things that are not subject for this council, which is particularly everything that goes to the XBRL technical side. I can tell you about myself that when it comes to XBRL, the IT technical side, I'm a complete dummy. So that is one thing, but that's not the strategic side. We brainstormed and struggled to identify strategic topics around XBRL that would deserve a separate council that shouldn't be discussed here, in particular in a world in which the process is embedded. On the other hand, there is worry that we lose sight of XBRL if we simply say it is one of the topics for this huge group. So ideas could be something like a subcommittee of this group or other means to keep some focus on it, because there will certainly be some topics that may be too small to deserve to be discussed in the big group here on XBL, but that are nevertheless have some strategic impact. And that's why Sonia and I came up with the idea of maybe a subcommittee. A question that we didn't touch on was whether it's worthwhile to add members to the council to have more of an XBRL expertise represented here or not. Frankly, we didn't have the time to discuss that.
And my advice for us as we go into the breakouts is let's not overcomplicate this. Let's discuss whether we think it's a good thing to do or not, and without worrying that it might mean adding additional seats around the table. I don't think that's a necessary, it's a choice, but it's not the only possible outcome. So I think we would encourage you to address the merits of whether there's a common ground or not. Ernest?
This is a very quick question. I mean, as preparers, we are forced by the national regulators regarding taxonomy. So they say that the taxonomy that we need to fulfill. And the question is if they are represented or interaction is appropriate with them, because I see them as the key to implementation of any taxonomy.
final comments or observations, Olivia? All right. Well, it's going to be a very interesting discussion. We're slightly behind schedule, but not dangerously so. Bearing in mind that the allotted time also includes coffee and nature breaks, my suggestion is could we aim to be back here in an hour's time, and we'll take it from there. So you have your breakout assignments, please. Thank you.